Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman may temporarily lose his law license under a new recommendation. It's Tuesday, April 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, refugee resettlement plans in Wisconsin are now on pause following executive action from President Trump. And layoffs at federal health agencies could hurt Wisconsin's ability to respond to avian flu. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman may lose his law license for 3 years after reaching a deal with the Office of Lawyer Regulation. Anya Van Wagtendonk has the details.
Legislative Republicans once hired Gableman to investigate allegations of fraud in the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Gableman uncovered no wrongdoing and racked up a multi-million dollar price tag. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Rochester, has since called for him to be disbarred. And the Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a lengthy complaint arguing that Gableman lied and disrespected a judge. On Monday, that body and Gableman reached a deal. They're recommending he lose his law license for 3 years. Gableman essentially pleaded no contest. The state Supreme Court will eventually weigh in on the final outcome. Gableman could also face criminal charges. He did not immediately return WPR's request for comment. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce President Kurt Bauer says the group is taking a wait-and-see approach to President Donald Trump's widespread tariffs. During an interview yesterday on WPR's Wisconsin Today, he said a December survey of state business owners showed about half of members support tariffs with regard to China. Bauer says Wisconsin business owners proved their resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he says the same will be true as they navigate Trump's tariffs.
They'll figure it out, but you know, there will be some challenges. We will see costs go up, there's no question about that, and that'll have to be priced out at some point throughout the product.
Bauer says the group would like to see tariffs lifted globally, but Trump seems committed. Yesterday, Trump promised to veto a bipartisan U.S. Senate bill that would require congressional approval of any new tariffs. For months, plans to resettle refugees in Wisconsin have been on pause. As Sarah Lear reports, that follows executive action from President Donald Trump.
Pastor Rebecca Borky owns a house in Wausau that she uses to host newly resettled refugees. This winter, she started getting it ready for a family that was scheduled to arrive in early February.
It heard that the husband is a physician and he and his wife have a 2-year-old child.
But weeks before their planned arrival, Borky learned that an order from Trump had put all refugee resettlement on hold for at least 90 days.
Now to have that denied puts me at grave concern for this new family's safety, and I feel such a sense of loss.
Multiple lawsuits against the refugee freeze are pending. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Layoffs at federal health agencies could hurt states' ability to respond to avian flu, and that includes Wisconsin. Last week, the Trump administration began firing thousands of employees at agencies such as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Keith Polzin is head of Wisconsin's Veterinary Diagnostics Lab. He says the FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine is critical to addressing problems with animal and food drugs. That includes responding to recent cases of raw pet food transmitting the avian flu virus to house cats.
You know, the agency is still there, but there aren't people there to make it run in most cases that are directly related to animal and public health.
Polzin's lab receives federal funding through the agency to monitor antimicrobial resistance in animals. And he worries that expected layoffs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture could further hurt resources for state labs. Negotiations are resuming around moving Green Bay's downtown coal piles, this after previous proposals were rejected. Joe Schultz has more on where the talks stand.
The Sea Rice Company has owned large coal piles on the west side of the Fox River for more than a century. An agreement to move the piles fell apart in December after the Brown County Board voted to change the terms of a lease. The county owns a decommissioned power plant at the mouth of the river. The county board rejected previous proposals that would have moved the piles to that site. Late last month, the company and Brown County separately said they were resuming talks. Pat Buckley chairs the county board. He says past proposals from the company sought a 100-year lease.
So much can change between now and then. We don't want to be in a position where they're not using the site for its intended purpose.
County and city officials have indicated they're open to looking at an alternate site. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, nearly a quarter of Wisconsin fourth graders lack basic math knowledge. The National Council on Teacher Quality says that's because only 1 in 8 colleges are spending enough time preparing future teachers to teach fundamental math topics. The group found only 3 Wisconsin colleges are adequately preparing future teachers. Missy Spurley is a fifth grade teacher in Lancaster, Wisconsin. She says as a new teacher, she did not have the tools she needed to teach math.
So when I started teaching, I kind of just gravitated towards how I learned, which was a lot of mimicking and procedures and just ways that don't really teach any conceptual understanding.
Spurley later sought out mathematicians and said she has transformed her teaching. She was one of 6 Wisconsin finalists for a 2024 Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. At her school, more than 3/4 of students are at grade level for math. And of course, real quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. It'll be sunny today, not nearly as windy as yesterday, but still pretty cold for this time of year, with high temperatures in the 40s across the state. Clouds will be building overnight, but it'll stay dry with low temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Still cloudy tomorrow, and we could see some rain in southern Wisconsin. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.